The Basic Education Minister, Angie Motshekga, has been visiting the family of a murdered deputy principal in Tembisa today. Thembisile Ngendane was shot outside the Pomalong Secondary School's driveway. We spoke to the Education MEC yesterday about this, and just a tragic story. He was telling us that the police are still investigating a motive. There has been a lot of rumour and a lot of speculation around whether or not this was a contract killing, whether it was an assassination, a hit, and the minister's been speaking about that. Dominic Majola, EWN reporter, has been at the school and with the minister as well. Dominic, thank you for your time. What is Minister Angie Motshekga been saying?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So the Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga has been encouraging Pomalong Secondary School pupils to remain strong and continue with learning. I mean, meanwhile, the minister has again reiterated the call for the country to stop speculating and allow the police to continue with their job. I think that's the first thing she decided to speak about, saying that the speculations around that being a pupil being the one who killed the deputy principal is not true, and that they should allow the police to just do their job. Motshekga is hoping to get more details around the circumstances of the shooting when she speaks, of course, to the bereaved family later today. While it is suspected that the murder was organized, authorities are still investigating the motive of the crime.
We heard from the Education MEC about how schools have become sitting ducks for criminals. The minister's also been speaking about this today around her concerns around school safety. What's she been saying?
She has been saying that she is worried that safety in school has been compromised oftentimes, you know. I don't know if you remember, Mandy, we did a story last year about Lazarus Baloyi, the principal who was also shot and killed at Biani Primary School in Fynetown. Police are still trying to look for the perpetrators who committed that crime. And so she did raise that point, that crime, not only here in Gauteng, but just around South Africa, that it is a concern and that they need to do something about it.
And in terms of her message to the school, to the learners as well, I imagine there's a huge amount of trauma and therapy required there.
Yes, there is. She did say that counseling will be provided at the school. I'm still at the school right now, Mandy. And Banyaza Lesufi also mentioned yesterday that counselors will be available for as long as the pupils and teachers need them.
Dominic, thank you very much for that. Dominic Majola, EWN reporter out at the Pomalong School, because the Education Minister Angie Motshekga visiting the family there of the murdered deputy principal. And as the minister has been saying, there is a lot of speculation. There is a lot of rumour mongering as well. She's warning against that because people are suggesting that it may have been a hit or contract killing. And she's saying allow the police to actually do their work, but also raising a concern around the safety of our teachers at schools and how criminals are preying on what are becoming sitting ducks.